Tomorrow, inshallah, we're having three Jumas here. 12:15, the first one. Salah is 12:35. And as we mentioned, the Prophet ﷺ prayed Jumah sometimes before Dhuhr. And this is what some of the Khulafa did. And this is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. He finished Salatul Jumah and the Khutbah before Zawal, which is the time for Dhuhr. So it's totally acceptable. The second one, 1:30, Salah is 1:55. Third one is 2:30, Salah is 2:55. So you can come any of these three, inshallah ta'ala. الإمام ابن القيم ابن الجوزي رحمه الله له مقولة طيبة في شهر رمضان. So Imam ibn al-Qayyim ibn al-Jawzi رحمه الله, he has something nice to say about the month of Ramadan. He says, just like you stayed 9 months in the womb of your mother, you came out on the 9th month or after 9 months, look at the month of Ramadan in the same way. The month of Ramadan is the 9th is in the Hijri calendar. It's number 9. Sha'ban is number 8, right? So after the month of Ramadan, you come out of this month with your sins forgiven, just like a boy who comes out of the womb of his mother or her mother without sins. And as the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever observes the month of Ramadan, eventually they will come out with their sins forgiven. He also says, think of the month of Ramadan, think of the year and the month of Ramadan, just like the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Surah Yusuf in the Quran is number 12. Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was taken away from his family and thrown in the well, he was 12 years old. And he says that Yusuf alayhi salam was the best of the 12 sons that Yaqub alayhi salam had, just like Ramadan is the best of the 12 months in the year. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave the 11 brothers because of the dua of Yusuf, one out of 12, just like the month of Ramadan. One month forgives the rest of the month, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says. Speaking of dua, when you read the ayat that talk about Ramadan and fasting in Surah Baqarah, ayat 183 to 187, four ayat that talk about fasting. So from ayah 183, 84, 85, 186 talks about dua, then 187 talks about a ruling related to the month of Ramadan. So basically the ayah of dua, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ وَجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ is in the middle of the ayat that talk about Ramadan. So when you look at the ayah, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي, there is a huge difference in Arabic between وَإِذَا وَإِن. It doesn't say وَإِن سَأَلَكَ, it says وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ. What is the difference? When you say, for example, وَإِذَا جَاءَ أَخِي مِنَ الْمَدْرَسَةِ وَإِن جَاءَ أَخِي مِنَ الْمَدْرَسَةِ. So basically, إِذَا جَاءَ, it means when my brother comes from school. In Jaha, it means if my brother comes from school, maybe he is not going to come, right? وَإِذَا سَأَلَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, when my servants ask you about me, tell them I'm near. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hoping that we're going to pray to him. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن سَأَلَكَ, if, maybe they don't make dua. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's this hope in the ayah that every Muslim would be making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially if they are fasting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them I'm near. He's telling us directly, I am near. So you wouldn't find tell them in this ayah. When they ask you, I am near. So he's talking to you directly. So dua is accepted in the month of Ramadan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا تُرَدُّ دَعْوَةٌ. There are three types of people whose dua is always accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them is al-madlum, the person who is treated unjustly. وَالصَّائِمْ, and the person who is fasting. If you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fasting, most likely your dua will be accepted. And number three, dua al-waladi al-walidu li-waladi. If you make dua for your children, most likely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua. So dua is very connected to the month of Ramadan, and there is a reason why the ayah of dua is mentioned in the middle of the ayat that talk about fasting in the month of Ramadan. Now I'm going to conclude with this short story, inshallah. It's a true story that happened in Algeria, in Jazair, many years ago. There's a doctor by the name of Muhammad, and he was going to the airport to catch a flight to go to Europe to attend a conference in the month of Ramadan. So what happened, basically, he went to the airport, so he went inside to take the flight, and they told him, sorry, pardon, the flight is canceled. And he said, no, I have to go. If I don't go today, I'm going to miss the first day of the conference, and I have to give a talk at the conference. They told him, no, it's canceled. The next flight is scheduled for tomorrow. If you want to catch a flight today, you have to drive like 3-4 hours to the next airport. You can take a flight from there. He said, okay. So he rented a car. On the way, it started to rain very hard. And he got lost, and the car broke down. This is a total disaster for him. And he was very sad, and he was very like stressed out. And he started to look for a place to call or to get some help. He could only find one house. He went to that house, he knocked on the door, an older woman opened the door for him. She told him, get inside because it's raining. Her kids were there. And eventually they found out that he was a doctor, and she told him, I've been making dua the whole month of Ramadan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send me help, because my son has been critically sick for a long time and he needs medical attention, but we live here and no one comes this way. There's no hospital close by, and I don't have money to afford his treatment. He needed a surgery or something. So he started to think, and he said, SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala canceled my flight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the rain. My car broke down. All of this happened so I can come here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the dua of this woman in the month of Ramadan, and Allah dragged me from the airport, from the car, rented car, through the rain, and I got lost only to answer the dua of this woman. So make sure, inshallah, when you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَنْتَ مُوقِنُ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. Keep in your mind that when you make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer you. Because if you keep in your mind that Allah will not answer you, just like you go to an important person and tell them, you know, please give me $10, or I don't think you can afford to give me $10. Like, if you think I can afford to give you, why are you asking me, right? So if you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has everything in His hands, so you have to ask with confidence, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of everything. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. So the question for last night, Rasulun ursila bi risalatin, wa laysa min al-malaika wa la min al-anbiya. So something was sent with a message in Surah Naml, and this thing is not a prophet, and it is not a messenger or an angel. And this is the Hudhud, the Hoopoe of Sulaiman alayhi salam. It was sent with a message to Bilqis, the Queen of Sheba, and the winner is Yusuf, this guy, Yusuf al-Quwatli. MashaAllah. Mabruk. Good job, Takdeer. So question for tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, there is an animal that it was accused of a crime that it didn't commit in the Quran. An animal was accused of a crime that it didn't commit. If you know the answer, email me before tomorrow, Asr at Imam Mustafa at Anatolia Center.ca. JazakAllah khair.